Welcome to the Wisdom Podcast with me, Katarina Satori. I am working on a new opening for my podcast. And while that is still in the works, we're going to use a Tibetan singing bowl. Welcome to this episode. I am so thrilled to share with you my new favorite connection practice, also known as Shibari. Now, I shared about that beautiful erotic art all the way in January. Right now, it is May 17th. And I felt inspired to share a post on my social media about this beautiful practice that I have experienced first with a dear friend of mine who's been practicing this art for over a decade. And I was an exquisite erotic gathering in January. And I saw my friend there and he had his ropes with him. And I asked him if he would be open to introduce me to this art. And it was so profoundly moving because when we almost began having our experience, he looked me into the eyes and said, "I am not doing anything to you. This is a collaborative art. We are going to create art together." And the rest is history. The rest is what I'm going to share with you on this podcast, why I feel this is the practice that is going to become more and more intriguing for a lot more people who are looking to discover a new relationship with the present moment, because ultimately this is a practice for presence, a practice for deep listening. And I also like to refer to this practice as a meditation practice. It's a moving meditation, sensual meditation. Now, I follow the path of Tantra as my spiritual path, meaning I see life as an intimate dance. I see myself having a relationship with every part of my reality, not just any relationship, but sensual relationship. My relationship with the quantum field, with the life, is ecstatic. It's sensual. It's rich with mystery and beauty and incredible, profound, primal trust. Speaking about trust, Shibari can teach you how to trust deeply. Trust the moment, trust yourself, trust the facilitator that you are guided to experience it, this art. So just to give you a bit of a context, Shibari come to us from Japan. It's an erotic art. It doesn't have to be a sexual experience. I feel a lot of times people have misconception about Shibari as it only being something that for those people who love pain, like BDSM community, or for those people who are looking for that sexual experience. But this is just a fraction of understanding of this beautiful art. From my experience, it's a highly sensual experience. And sensuality and sexuality are two very different experiences. I truly believe we are sensual beings. We have a primal erotic essence that gets to be acknowledged, gets to be explored, right? And I've been on the exploration of my sensual nature for many years. I would say for about 15 years now. There were different spirals and different cycles. And it all began with me truly questioning the religious beliefs, the religious dogma that I absorbed in the first 10 years of me following a very religious path from the age 12 to the age 22. I was a part of Christianity, which served me really beautifully, really well. It was an authentic journey for me. Nobody brought me to the church. I signed myself up. I was born and raised by non-spiritual parents. Like there was not a single talk of spirituality in my family. they were very, very three-dimensional, you know, focused on survival, focused on navigating the turbulence of life. There was zero spark of spirituality in my family environment. So when I became a teenager, my quest for spirit was so strong that I looked for any spiritual community that was available for me that would give me a connection to spirit and spiritual life and the community. And at that time, I lived in Russia. And right after the collapse of Soviet Union, the country was finally open for all these missionaries that came from the West bringing the message of their religion and their church. So this is how I find myself in the Christian movement, Christian church. I felt deeply connected to that spirituality for 10 years. I finished Bible college, right? So I went really, really deep into that. And then there was a natural progression of evolution of my consciousness where the belief systems of that particular religion began to make less and less sense to me. And I began to experience life in a very direct way, right? Learning to unlock my own intuition, my own wisdom, my own gnosis, direct knowledge of spirit. So it was only a matter of time where I wanted to spread my wings, and I left the church in search of a different kind of experience. And I remember the 2 years after I left the church, I dove into life, into different experiences. And then 2 years after that, I found my way back to an ongoing spiritual practice through Buddhism, through meditation. And that led me to finding shamanism, finding visionary plants, finding different spiritual traditions that were more inclusive, that didn't tell me they were the only path to awakening. And that was truly in resonance with me. And right around that time, I began feeling the oppression of the religious beliefs around sexuality, around my own sensuality. And I kept finding these inner blocks. I kept finding like a sort of an untapped reservoir of my own desire, specifically sensual desire and sexual desire. And I found myself in the Burning Man community. That was my very welcoming community where I was not only safe to pursue my sexual desires, but I was encouraged. It was such a common thing for people in the Burning Man community to welcome the curiosity about sensuality, sexuality, and truly a liberated sexual experience. So fast forward 15 years or 17 years from that time, there were many chapters on the way. One day I will share about it more. But for the purpose of this podcast, I'm going to keep the background really brief. For me, there was a time in my life where I was in a relationship with a wonderful man who was very skilled in BDSM kind of experience, right? Different edgy experiences to discover yourself and your erotic essence. That was a great relationship. I've learned so much from that partnership. But that was also another chapter for me where I was playing, you know? I was discovering that Eros, right? The erotic experience is a birthright of every human. And if we liberate our consciousness from what we were told, what is normal, what is accepted, what is agreed upon by consensual reality, we can open ourselves up to a whole new sense of aliveness and beauty and magic because we are sensual beings, right? We come to this reality through orgasm. There is no way to come to this reality except through a sexual experience of our parents. So everything in the cosmos is made up of sexual energy, sensual energy, creative energy. And I am a forever student on the path of ecstasy, on the path of ecstatic experience with life. And in this episode, I'd like to share with you five reasons why I embrace Shibari as my current spiritual practice. Yes, imagine that. So for me, Shibari is a connection practice. You know, truly the epidemic that we have right now is epidemic of loneliness. And the old paradigms of us meeting all of our needs and desires through one human being, which is our romantic partner, or maybe our life partner, or our husband, our wife, or our romantic partner. Well, if we really ask ourselves that question, is it realistic for one person to be everything for us and to meet all of our needs? When I contemplate on that, I feel, you know what, it's unrealistic expectation, and it's quite a lot of pressure to put on your partner. I resonate with approach of having various relationships, and I'm not saying being a poly relationship, right? I have a lot of friends who are conscious non-monogamous dynamics, and it really works for them. I think it's, if it works for you, beautiful, share your lessons. I'm a very monogamous creature. I just want to lay it out. At least as deep as I know myself, I really love the intimacy with my primary partner, with whom I can go deep into the alchemy and beauty of sacred union. And I also enjoy having maturity of consciousness and the conversation with my potential partner or my permanent partner when I have that experience to share about my erotic desires and to share that practices like Shibari take me to a transcendental space. And I am going to choose a partner who can hold that space for me, who is curious and understanding that, you know, these experiences, they connect to my sensual nature at a very, very deep level. Now, currently I am single. I am not in any relationship. I'm holding the space for a true equal and my true partner in life. And while I'm not in a relationship, you know how I meet my needs for connection, for touch, for loving touch is through a practice that I've discovered, practice of Shibari, because when you choose a facilitator that you align with, it's a very intimate experience that is filled with sensuality. To be touched in a loving way, not in a sexual way, in a sensual way, in a tantric way, it is such a beautiful way to fill your emotional cup and to open yourself up to a connection in a new way. So to me, Shibari is a connection practice between myself, my Shibari partner, and the rope. It's also a presence practice because when I am being tied up during a Shibari session and blindfolded, right? I prefer that. I really enjoy that. All of my external senses are being invited to go inward. So I listen to myself on a whole new level. You know what else reminds me of? It reminds me of a sensory deprivation therapy, the floating tank that I am also a big fan of. I really enjoy experiences that silence my normal senses of perception and invite me to go in, invite me into a contemplation. So it's a presence practice. To me, Shibari really takes me to that place of being and feeling so grounded. I am in the human body on this physical planet, feeling my galactic soul, feeling my multidimensional self, while being held by the ground, by the earth, by the ropes, and being present to the full range of my feelings. Wow, so exquisite and so beautiful. The third reason I really enjoy Shibari is touch and co-regulation. Now, touch is not something that is lovely to have. To be touched in a loving and safe way on a regular basis is to be a healthy individual. And we live in a society where so many people are not touched. So many people are either don't have the partner that they feel connected to, right? So, or don't have the regular touch for one reason or another. So imagine that we have this beautiful practice where you can have an experience with facilitator and receive this core regulation. Being held in a safe way is so healing for our nervous system. And, you know, especially like I go through the phases where I am not in relationship, like I've mentioned before, right? And yes, I can cuddle with my girlfriends. Yes, I can make a couple phone calls and invite a lover for the night. You know, that is the easiest thing in the world. But for me, I am such an energetic being, and I also hold the space for, you know, deep soul union right now. I'm not interested in, you know, random fleeting connections. I desire to have a safe and sacred union, right? So in the meantime, while I'm holding a vision and space for that to occur and to arrive to my life, I am so grateful for Shibari that I can experience a beautiful core regulation, being held, being cuddled, being embraced by a practitioner that I align with. What a beautiful gift, right? The fourth reason is letting go. Letting go, again, is a vital process for the vitality and health of our psyche. Especially if you are my fellow leader and you often are in a position of being in charge. You make all these decisions for your business, for your leadership. You are serving the world. You are leading the movement. You are leading your community. Where is your space to completely surrender and to completely let go? I always resonate with the idea of letting go into the moment, surrendering into the moment. You know, there are some polarity teachings that talk about the feminine is yearning to surrender into the masculine. It just never resonated with me. I'm not going to even sugarcoat it. I am not surrendering into any human being. I'm surrendering into love. I'm surrendering into the moment through the practice such as Shibari. And I find incredible liberating freedom of letting go. Letting go of all my roles. Letting go of my responsibilities. Letting go of my thinking mind. Wow, what a beautiful process. So letting go is a huge one. And then the fifth reason is I like discovering my new edge. I don't tolerate being at a plateau in my life. You know, plateaus are a part of life. We can't really avoid them. But to me, a plateau is an invitation to discover my new edge. So when I find, oh, you know what, I crave a new level of aliveness in my life. I crave new experience. I crave a new way of being with myself. I crave a new way of discovering my edge. I magnetize these opportunities to experience that edge in a very safe and loving way, energetically aligned way. Okay, this is what I want to share. I'm going to post this audio on my blog where you can see the photos, some of the photos of the practice. And if you want to learn more, you can reach out and leave a comment on my blog. And I wanted to share with you a couple of things that I facilitate on a regular basis. The first thing is my personal retreats. So if you are a woman who is an entrepreneur, who is a leader, or maybe you are a mother, right? And you have a lot of responsibility as a mother. If you are a woman who wants more, if you're a woman who desires your expansion, I would love to create a personal retreat for you. It could be a day or 2 or 3 days. And I'd like to invite my own teacher of Shibari as a part of your experience. It is a most profound gift of expansion that you can give to yourself. I weave custom created retreats for my clients when they're ready to go to the next level of aliveness, radiance, and expansion. And my second invitation is I'm holding a vision to host a women's only urban retreat on a summer solstice, June 2021. And this is going to be a very intimate retreat. If you ever wanted to experience one of my personal retreats as a private client, and you wanted to experience like in a group setting, similar to that, but in a group setting, this is a beautiful opportunity. For 2 days, I weave different ancient feminine practices to help you connect to your feminine power in a much, much deeper way, in a much more authentic way. We're also going to dive into elemental magic, how to work with the elements to manifest your dreams. I'm going to bring the teachings of manifestation. I'm going to bring the art and science of a ritual, how to work with the ritual to bring more sweetness to your life, how to bring more beauty, how to bring more joy. And on the day two, for the first time in my life, I wanted to bring this transmission on Kundalini awakening, womb healing, and also Eros, awakening our erotic essence as a part of our spiritual practice. This is the general curriculum of what I desire to bring. If this calls you, don't be shy to reach out to me and explore. Let's explore together. And during this retreat, I am also bringing a Shibari teacher who can show us embodiment practices, how to open our body, how to open ourselves to a bigger joy, a bigger sensuality, a bigger expression. Ah, Shibari, I am so grateful that I was guided to this practice. You know, to me, Shibari is a sort of like remembrance. There were few other crucial experiences in my life that felt like that. Plant medicine, the very first time I drank visionary plant ayahuasca, it was a deja vu for me. It was so familiar, like I've done it hundreds of lifetimes. It was a sort of welcome back. It was the same feeling when I came to Peru. It was a deja vu experience all the way. A sort of welcome back. Here you are again. And I'm experiencing the same with Shibari. And it's such a beautiful gift to reconnect with a practice that can nourish you, a practice that can regulate your nervous system, a practice that can bring a lot of play and joy and a radiance to the body, mind, soul. So I will say more on this practice, but for now, I wanted to record this episode because it's been a while. Time is so funny. You know, I just came back from Peru 16 days ago, where I witnessed the most extraordinary retreat come into being. So much beauty, so much magic, so much exquisiteness, so much grace, so many miracles. And I am still in that Peruvian glow where I am looking back into all these beautiful memories, looking back at every person, all 18 people that came with me this year, and their profound transformation on the level of the soul. Everybody received the unique medicine, the unique expansion, and the unique beauty that they're going to carry for the rest of their life. And that is a very, very precious gift. So I am taking applications already for the year 2024. If you'd like to explore if that is for you, you can access an early bird pricing and put a deposit, and let's start moving towards having you there with me in the year 2024. I am so grateful to share with you what I discovered on the path. My path is dedicated to transformation, expansion, healing of the soul, awakening of the soul, supporting my fellow light workers and initiates on the path of ascension. If you ever were curious how we can work together one-on-one, you can apply on my website, or you can start with joining my monthly mystical community, Wisdom Collective. I truly love curating that community. That community is so nourishing, so beautiful, so filled with soul and safety. And every day I'm there sharing resources, inspiration, powerful educational videos and audios, full moon, new moon rituals, and a monthly masterclass or a monthly transmission. You are invited to join us and to experience the magic of the support of the community. On this note, I'm curious to hear about your thoughts. Let me know, did I spark your interest with this beautiful practice of connection? Shibari is a practice of connection, practice of presence, practice of healing through touch, practice of letting go, and practice of discovering your new edge. This was Katarina Satori with the latest episode on Shibari. I will see you, or you will hear me, next time. Thank you for sharing this time with me. This was Katarina Satori. To learn more about how I can support, serve, and add value to your life, please visit my virtual home, katarinasatori.com. Until next, be blessed.